and Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fear. One more segment. If you do have last-minute questions or calls, 537-1350. And I know you do have it's kind of a strange week with, you know, Thanksgiving in the middle of it all. But
exactly.
Which, by the way, while we're on the subject, I presume city offices, are they closed Friday? Or?
They're closed Friday, yes. Thursday and Fridays are traditional days that we observe for Thanksgiving. Of course, we've got other folks in critical positions that are working, firemen and our utility plants and folks having to respond to water breaks and that sort of thing. So we will have services being operated, but the general offices are closed.
If you go to City Hall, you might as well forget it. There won't be anybody there to talk to you.
Right.
Very good. Moving along then, work session next week, though, as usual.
Work session next week, couple of items to talk about. One is some discussion on the quality of life quarter-cent sales tax that the voters approved to continue, which will take effect next year. And just want to talk to the commission about some of the implementation of that sales tax. There'll be an ordinance needed for that, as well as some of the timelines regarding implementation. The first, we had envisioned the first two priorities were the indoor centers and some of the trail work for that. One of the concept here is to kind of use a pay-as-you-go. This is a 10-year quarter-cent sales tax that will be continuing, and it's really seamless the way because the old one expires at the end of this year, but the funding doesn't stop because there's a lag period, and so actually it runs through March of next year is when the official ending is, and then the new one will kick in April 1st is what the intent is. But those are some of the things we're going to talk about. And just, you know, one of the things we're considering is looking at some of our methodology for design and construction process. We think there might be some savings gained and potentially even some time saved if looking at some of the other construction techniques such as design build, guaranteed maximum price with construction manager at risk, different types of things. We used the construction manager at risk with the Discovery Center and had a lot of savings, we believe, in that regard. We think that we've used design build on our traffic shops out at the new general aviation facility at the airport, and we believe we basically are hiring a team there of construction folks and design folks working together. So there's opportunities there for some savings. And so one of the things we want to talk about is should we use something like that with these two indoor facilities at both the middle schools? You know, it's interesting that both the middle schools had the same architect. They're designed exactly the same. And were built basically at the same time. And so that's kind of the concept here where you may have a team of folks and they order materials for both facilities. And when the specialists are done at the one site, they just move over to the other site and start. So you could see there that if it's a continuous flow of activity, there's a lot of economies of scale built into that, as opposed to treating them as two separate projects where you have two mobilizations, two sets of equipment and materials to purchase. So those are some of the issues we want to visit with the commission about. And then kind of when we time that, there's also agreements. We've done some agreements with the school district already, but we'll have to have a new interlocal agreement with the school district relative to the tract of land that we're going to construct it on, some easements, some other aspects. And so those are just some of the issues that we want to talk about and what we anticipate the financing to do. We had talked about issuing construction notes in the upfront. So that's one of the things we had on the agenda tonight is some temporary notes, which came in at 1.5%. So, you know, those were really favorable interest rates, and we can carry those construction notes for almost 4 years before we have to pay them off. Well, as we're anticipating about $2.5 million a year off of this, actually it's more than that. So as we get the revenue and start using that cash to pay for various projects. So those timelines, how the money flows and then how we utilize that money to pay for project improvements are part of what we want to visit with the commission about. next week.
And it just hit me, too. The last time you were in, I believe, was Election Day. And I know you have to be careful anyway prior to the election as a city official. We had a couple of former mayors on, Bruce Sneed and Ed Klimak, to talk about the sales tax issue. But now that it's over with, I think you're probably permitted to say a few things, Mayor. And it sounds like the work session, you're going to be delving into some of the ways that you can go ahead and proceed now.
Right. Elected officials can't advocate, whatever that is, where you stop from educate to advocate. But at any rate, this is just something that we need to further refine. So we had good information leading up to the election, and now we want to make sure that we are on track with what we said before and just keep moving forward so that we're in line with that and the public is on board and understands what we're doing. There was a question about financing, and you know, we talked at the time about paying as we go. So here we're talking about temporary notes, and so we just want to make sure we understand that and exactly how much money are we talking about would really go to some kind of financing formula that would. And so, you know, we just have questions. I think we're not. We just want. I don't want to get. I want to be sure that we're doing what the public and what we intended when we set up the ballot initiative, the text of it, and what the public's understanding is. So, to me, it's we need to do this every couple of months.
Very good. Well, moving along. Go ahead, Ron.
The second item on the work session is going to be similar discussion on the North Campus Corridor. So one of the next phases of that will be to, we're at 30% design on a number of the corridor improvements, Kimball Avenue, North Manhattan Avenue, Dickens Avenue, College Avenue. So, you know, College Avenue, for example, is one where we have university launching and fundraising for both the soccer facility as well as the baseball complex. And so probably not an area we want to do a lot of street improvements in if they're going to be proceeding on those. So just coordination of things like that, you know, other revenue sources. We'll be bringing to the commission some formal documentation based on the work session we had when President Myers visited about some of the funding and pledging about 2/3 of the city university funds over the next 20 years towards the North Campus Corridor. And so the form of that type of agreement, and we're looking at as a resolution to that. So similar situations about process, timelines, revenue streams, that sort of thing. Obviously, we don't want to get there's a lot more design time on these particular aspects, as well as not wanting to get really too close in and around the MBAF site, even though, you know, the major concrete work is pretty well wrapping up. We'll still have a lot of construction traffic going into that site for the next couple of years.
Lots of planning to be done, sounds like, Mayor. Most definitely.
Well, and the big word is infrastructure, and that's what I'm hoping, and we are attempting to focus on this year, and so we aren't distracted by other things. But these have such a price tag. I'm pleased that, and on one hand, I'm pleased we are using the City University funds, and I've been an advocate to try to kick things off and get the planning going by using those funds rather than the regular city budget. And the university is pleased too at having that fund. It's just we have accomplished some really good things with that fund over the time since annexation, and I think we have accomplished a lot. So it's time to move on to that next level, and it'll mean that we have less money for the discretionary things that we've done in the past. So we just have to suck it up and let's go.
Ron, I'm moving along. I guess we just have a few more minutes left here, but maybe some quick construction updates, winter preparation updates.
Casement's probably the one that's closest to your mind since it's closest to the studio here and the mayor.
Makes all my guests late.
We did, and unfortunately, you'll have to extend their journey a little bit longer. The contractor did hit some utility lines there and have been repaired, but it set them back a little bit, and there is activity there, and obviously the weather's cooperating now, so they continue pouring concrete, but it looks like we won't have casement back open fully until early next week. So Didn't get it quite done for the holidays. But continuing work there after casements open back up, we'll still have work being done on Allen Road itself. That's the major construction job there with sanitary sewer lines. There's also some water line upgrades, so there'll still be some restrictions. It'll be passable, but there'll still be restrictions along that particular corridor. Juliet Brick Project is going well. If you've gone by there lately, there's big storm sewer pipes stacked all over the right-of-way there, and so some major storm sewer improvements that are occurring there. And then there's a water line replacement. I think they're done with the water line, so once they get that in, then they'll be able to start putting the street back. So pouring a new concrete base and then laying the bricks back. So they're sorting all those bricks. People, I'm sure, have seen some of the bricks if they've gone by Fort Riley Boulevard at 10th Street. And so those are bricks that are going to be reused. So no, they're not available for the public to borrow. And so we've got signage to that effect. And so that project's going well. Continuing work out on West Anderson. The contractor's working hard. We'd like that to get all the concrete poured on the major street before the end of the year, and so that's not such a mess during the winter. They're making good progress. There's some finish additional concrete work done right there in front of Annenberg Park is where they're working at now. And once they get that done, we should be and it cures, we should be able to open the full roadway back up. There'll still be sidewalk and other types of work that they can do, but we should get most of the major transportation route open. I know, and I noticed Blueville's got the roundabout pretty well landscaped, so that's always nice and pleasant. And as you said, things seem to be flowing very well there.
Real quickly, we don't have much time left, Mayor. We want to remind people, of course, of your lighted parade. That's exactly. Just around the corner.
Well, it's new for me as the mayor, but there's a mayor's lighted holiday season of the Spirit of the Holidays parade and a food drive for the Manhattan Bread Basket. And it's the parade will be at 5:30 on December 1st. It'll start at the mall and go clear to Aggieville. You always have to check the route. But it's a lighted parade. Every entry, people are supposed to have lights on. And so in addition to the Festival of Lights in the Blue Earth Plaza area, this is yet another feature. And it's exciting, always.
Again, Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fear with us today. You've been listening to In Focus.